This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Former Loveland police officer Austin Hopp pleaded guilty to assaulting a 73-year-old woman with dementia who was injured during an arrest in 2020. He faces up to 8 years in prison. Karen Garner suffered a broken arm and dislocated shoulder after being forced to the ground by police. A video showed Hopp and other officers laughing at Garner's injuries while she sat in jail. Her family says they wanted a jury trial, but the district attorney offered a deal instead. A bill before the legislature would make Juneteenth an official state holiday starting this year. State Workers Union President Skip Miller says the change is in their latest contract.
We're going to ensure that all the people who call this state home honors and celebrates such a critical holiday. It's very important to state employees and something that we all fought for.
Juneteenth commemorates the end of slavery on June 19th. It became a federal holiday last year. A doctor in Evergreen has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for taking bribes to prescribe fentanyl. According to the plea agreement, Dr. Jeffrey Keston took nearly $350,000 from the manufacturer of a powerful fentanyl spray approved by the FDA to treat cancer pain. Medicare and Medicaid paid millions of dollars to cover the fentanyl prescriptions Keston wrote from 2012 to 2015. A partly cloudy night, lows around 30 around our state, 66 in Denver and Fort Collins, 41 in Vail. This is CPR News.